The 2023 NRL Harvey Norman All-Stars Round is just around the corner, and this year will be taking place in Aotearoa soil for the first time ever. The Rotorua crowd will see Māori superstars including Joseph Manu, James Fisher-Harris, Joseph Tāpini and Jared Wairia-Hargraves up against visiting Indigenous All-Stars including Latrell Mitchell, Josh Addo-Carr, the Fox himself, Nico Hines and Selwyn Cobbo. Taking on an Indigenous lineup that includes the likes of Shaylee Bent, Caitlin Johnston and Jamie Chapman, the women's All-Stars will feature Māori stars Kennedy Cherington, Zahara Mara and Olivia Koenig. For more on the 2023 NRL Harvey Norman All-Stars Round, we're joined now by Mr. Clinton Taupi, New Zealand Warriors legend and former captain of the Māori All-Stars. Clinton debuted with the New Zealand Warriors in 1999 and completed 8 seasons with the side, including the 2002 NRL Grand Final clash against the Sydney Roosters. After playing 8 seasons with the Warriors, Clinton tested his skills in rugby union before returning to rugby league in 2010, playing for the Gold Coast Titans in 2011. After captaining the New Zealand Māori team in 2010 and representing New Zealand in more than 20 international matches, Clinton retired from the game in 2011. In 2017, he was inducted as an NRL ambassador after his existing involvement in the Queensland State of Mind program, and in 2018 transitioned to the role of NRL Community Program Deliverer. Thank you so much, man. It's great to have you join us today, Clinton, a living legend in the flesh. Thank you so much for your time today, bro. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, kia ora, brother, and pleasure to be here. Thanks for that intro. I've never had a Mac Daddy one like that before. I'll have to keep coming back here if you're going to keep that up.
Mac Daddy to suit those Mac Daddy hairstyles from back in the day with you and the Uso Henry. So great to have you again, brother. Thank you so much for making time for us today. Tell us more about this year's NRL All-Stars, please, Clinton.
Yeah, look, it's going to be great. It's spectacular, I guess, calendar event of the year for rugby league. It's going to be birth at home for the first time since its inception in 2010. So it's been a long time coming, and I think it's going to be great for not just the rugby league community, but just as a spectacle for the wider community as well, to get along, watch these stars of today. And, you know, not just that, we've got touch football, we've got our NRLW women's as well as our men's playing as well. So I'm excited about what's to come and the event that it's going to, I guess, hold. You know, the significance of it is huge, especially the enrichment of cultures and so many other things that Rotorua and the hosts are going to deliver.
Clinton, what will it mean to the, you know, to our Māori community, the tangata whenua in Rotorua, to host All-Stars for the very first time?
Yeah, look. Even in this current situation with, you know, the floodings and things like that, I think it's gives a bit of hope or an enrichment to the rugby league community, and I think that's something that will be like a light at the end of the tunnel for the community. So I know that the game is going to rally behind the current circumstances back home, but also just rugby league, Māori rugby league, very staunch back home, and you know, even on the international stage with league players throughout the globe, I think it's going to be great to have that, I guess, that empowerment at home. Like, you know, when we go back to enrichment, to knowledge, to education, to pride, there's so many things or elements that's going to really make it a special and unique event, having been hosted in Rotorua.
For you, having represented the Kiwis, you know, when we're talking about culture and the beauty of our culture, for you, you know, representing the Māori, captaining the Māori side, can you share a bit about what your experience was like and how you felt being?
Yeah, look, I'll be honest, that was one of the most privileged and honoured moments of my career. Definitely a highlight, captaining the team, because for those that know me, I'm a bit of a larrikin, I'm a bit of a you know, loud voice in the team, and sometimes, you know, they're not considered a leader. And I think by the time I was in my later years of my football career, I started seeing myself wanting or yearning for those kind of leadership roles, and to captain the Māori at home, and even just that connection to our culture as well. Like, I know I've been, you know, one of the fortunate ones where it's really embraced back home, the Māori culture and the language and te reo, not just across the curriculum and the education, but even on a political stage. I think even the sporting arena, it's been valued highly. And I think that's something that we get to enrich and impart that on, whether they're new or they're born in Australia and haven't had that opportunity to get or participate in a pōhiri, or even stay on a marae or see what that experience is like. You know, that's what our ancestors have been able to, you know, live and, you know, keep alive to today. And I think that's what they're going to experience, something special and unique in that sense. And that's what I was grateful for in my time.
Players to keep an eye out for the All-Stars game in the Rotorua?
Yeah, look, you mentioned a star-studded lineup for the Māori. I look at just Tapanu, Fisher Harris, you know, the Grunts, Jared, you know, those boys are fierce, tough. But also you've got some flair in our back line and the likes of Joseph Manu, who's come off such a great year, getting the golden boot. I think that's going to be great for our community, a local boy in Tokoroa. You know, these are huge feats in such a competitive sport. So looking forward to those boys matching up against the likes of Latrell Mitchell, Josh Adokar, even Nico Hines. You know, these are some amazing players that are in the top tier of their respective positions. So it's going to be an event that I'm really looking forward to and excited about.
Even just, you know, thinking about the different challenges over the years before the start of the game, you know, with the haka and the indigenous, you know, challenge and that, man, getting like spine tingling. What was it like for you facing that?
Yeah, look, you know, in my time playing, I didn't have the privilege to stand in front of an indigenous war cry or, you know, a haka in that sense. But I've been able to absorb that from the observatory box on the sideline. And, you know, even in my time in the background with the NRL and the cultural sharings they've been doing over the years, it's been able to give me a bit of an insight into how Indigenous people, you know, take pride in their cultural war dances as well. So I know that if people are out there have never heard of rugby league or you know, want to experience a different aspect of a culture or even different culture altogether, you know, the Indigenous one's going to bring that, not just into schools and community, but on that stage on the field. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to have a massive impact and a very, very positive one.
Finally, what can our fans look out for, you know, during the week leading up to the All-Stars round? And, you know, where can people get tickets, please, Clinton?
Yeah, look, what I'm loving about the week leading up to the game is there's so many different opportunities for the broader community to come and get involved at the pōhiri. There's a jersey, you know, announcement, as well as a sharing of that for the community. We have a gala day on the Thursday. We also have a school visit where we're going to be delivering some of our programs as a State of Mind program advocate and manager. We get the opportunity to deliver our programs in community, but also obviously that cultural element that the Indigenous is going to bring on game day. I think it's going to be huge, it's going to be spectacular, so get along.
Clinton Torpy, NRL State of Mind program manager, always looking good, feeling good, playing good, because it's all good. Thank you so much. Come on, bro. Thank you so much, and all the very best. Take care. God bless.
No, thank you, my brother.
Thank you.